It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst Jack Lassenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. District judges want Governor Snyder to drop his opposition to bills that would get rid of so-called driver responsibility fees. Back in 2003, the fee was added to some driving infractions as a way of raising revenues for the state. But judges say it's ruining people's lives because they lose their driver's license if they can't afford to pay it. Snyder says he's worried about how the retroactive bills would impact the state budget. How far do you think this will get, Jack?
It's going to pass the legislature, I'm rather sure, but the question is, will the governor veto it or not? It does mean, as far as I can tell, about $30 million a year to the state, but the state's not very good about collecting these fees. According to the Free Press's Nancy Caffer, there's like $637 million in uncollected driver responsibility fees. They fall most heavily on the poor, and it causes some poor people in Detroit to drive without driver's licenses. District judges hate it. This was done, by the way, some time ago, about 2003, as an effort to plug another budget loophole. So it seems to me that, yes, the state needs money and there are ways that they should get it, but this is not one of them.
A state lawmaker is facing questions for failing to explain why he used his campaign fund to pay $114,000 on his personal credit card. The Detroit Free Press reports that filings by State Senator Jim Marlowe's campaign committee often didn't give details on what the cards were used for. According to the Freep, credit card statements show department store purchases and travel expenses, as the second-term Republican was also claiming the state reimbursement. Jack, it's illegal to use campaign funds for strictly personal expenses. Wasn't Marlowe required to record those details?
Of course he was, but we have not been very good about enforcing these laws. These laws seem to be a joke, and Marlowe did it clearly because he thought he could get away with it. And he probably has, pretty much. His political career is over. He can't run for re-election. He's term limited, and this would be a blow to him running for another office. But it'll be very interesting to see if the state takes any kind of action. He just buy all this stuff on his personal credit card and just list supplies or expenses. This is clearly an abuse of the system, and I hope it leads to us looking at what other lawmakers are doing along those lines.
The U.S. Senate has confirmed Michigan Supreme Court Justice Joan Larson's appointment to the Sixth Circuit Federal Appeals Court. That means Governor Rick Snyder will have another vacancy to fill on the Michigan High Court. This will be Snyder's fifth Supreme Court appointment. Any predictions, Jack?
Well, I doubt that I'm likely to be named. But beyond that, what people, you know, insiders on the court, including some justices that I know, say he's had two kinds of appointments. They've all been Republicans, of course. He's disregarded a sensible plan for doing this in a nonpartisan way that former Chief Justice Merrilyn Kelly came up with. But be that as it may, he has appointed some justices, such as Justice Viviano, departing Justice Larson, who've been willing to work with the two Democrats on the court and sometimes have a sort of a sensible, moderate block of four. On the other hand, his most recent appointment, Curtis Wilder, is more sort of a hardline right jurist. Whoever he appoints will then have to run for the full term next November and November 2018, but they get to run designated an incumbent, which is always a huge advantage.
Lastly, Jack, we've got another election day coming up on Tuesday. This one will probably be a little quieter than the last one, but how about a quick rundown of some of the races to watch?
Well, there's the Detroit mayor's race, where what people are really looking at is the size of the margin by which Mayor Duggan is reelected. Same thing with the race in Lansing, but there's a couple state representative seats to fill vacancies. One in Detroit, where the Democrat Tanisha Yancey is almost automatically assured of winning, but people are going to be watching the race in Marquette, where, tragically, the Democratic incumbent who had an alcohol problem committed suicide earlier this year. It's a Democratic seat, but Republicans are making a spirited effort. And if Republicans can win that seat up there, it's going to sort of dash the Democrats' idea that everybody's so sick of President Trump that they'll vote for any Democrat. So that and some millage elections are going to be the main focus of interest next Tuesday.
All right, Jack. Well, we'll look forward to hearing about it next week.
Remember to vote, Rebecca.
Will do. Jack Lassenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.